We're at the 24th entry, Os Chaf Dalet, here in the Rebbe's diary. And the Rebbe teaches us something here that actually it pertains to so much of our experience, of our human experience in trying to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the stops and starts and the struggles that we have. And an interesting idea moving forward, an avenue to pursue, which has a very important focus on our inner self. So let's talk about the avenue, and then we'll talk about the message. The avenue is captured beautifully in a little passage written by Rabbi Steinsaltz, Zichron Levracha, Rabbi Adin Steinsaltz. He has a work where he shares small ideas. I'll read you a brief passage. He says, every thought, every fragment of thought and imagination has its own force in the world of substance or of spirit. Just as the smallest trickle of water can make a deep impression on stone over a long period of time, thoughts affect the soul. If a person entertains certain imaginings over a consistent period of time, they will become part of him. Just as diplomats are not retained for any considerable number of years in any ambassadorial post because they tend to become identified with their surroundings, so it is not healthy for any person to let his thoughts range over any of the realms of evil, even in casual imagination. We have the recommendation to dwell on the greatness and goodness of God. That's Rabbi Steinsaltz on imagination. And that's one of the things which the Rebbe wants us to consider as an avenue for growth. Why? Because he says sometimes we feel on a practical level, on a process level, that we're stalled. Im kvar nisisa, it came out in the email, and I'm not going to try to post it on the screen today because of the tenuous nature of this Zoom this morning, so I'll read it out to you, or you can catch it in your email. If you've already tried, es hakol alecha, you've tried everything to grow in your ruchnias, to strengthen your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've tried it all, velo ho'alta, and you feel it hasn't helped. Now, just parenthetically, a lot of times we say to ourselves, oh, it hasn't helped. The truth is that it has helped, we just don't recognize it. It's like walking outside in the morning after you planted a tree 2 weeks ago and saying, ah, it hasn't grown. So, just, that's a parenthetical point. You say it hasn't helped. I'm not so sure that that's true, but okay. In kvar orarta es atzmecha, you've already moved yourself, inspired yourself, raised yourself up, b'chol emtzoim, with all of the methods, v'lo nis'ora nafshecha, but your soul hasn't been elevated. We're just not feeling inspired. And that's not leading to a more sensitive life. Lizor b'chol advarim shetzrichim lizor b'hem, to be cautious about all of those interactions that we want to be cautious about. V'lishdokik b'fo'al atshukim b'kisufim, and to long with that strong desire shetzrich lishdokik b'hem, that we want to have that inner fire, that flame that's burning. Asezos. So here's what you should do. Feeling burnt out, feeling like we've tried everything, but it hasn't gone anywhere. Sayer ba'atzmacha, imagine she'ata tzaddik, that you are a tzaddik. The first step, the Rebbe says, is to imagine. Imagine that you are a tzaddik u're'i b'dimyoncha, and see in your imagination, es kodol nishmascha b'shorsha, the greatness of your soul at its root, where it's highest and deepest in its connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in that far off chain. Imagine the rope, the thread that connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where it's way up in that ethereal place of pure ruchnias, our tzaddik, our little tzaddik within us, our neshama. Ve'es tifarta, and its beauty, its splendor, b'shash Hashem ba, when God comes, v'chol kadosh av imo, and all of his whole chevra, all the malachim, the angels, everybody in the heavens comes, le'shtasheya, to hang out, ulatayalima began Eden, began Elokim be'Eden, and to walk around and shmooze, so to speak, with our neshama, just us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, walking in a beautiful garden, large hedges and roses dotting the landscape. So the Rebbe says, we need to imagine that. There's an interesting motivational speaker. He's a financial guy. He's actually a deeply religious man, not our faith community, but also deeply religious, even from a different, going in a different direction. His name is Lee Brower. He wrote a book called The Brower Quadrant. And so he's a very successful financial guy, but he's very spiritual. So he's trying to give people hadracha, how to live a meaningful life that's not so much geared on money, that's geared on values. So he talks about this idea of the importance of imagining. Exactly what the Rebbe, Lahavdil bein Chaim and Chaim, totally different, but he's talking about weight loss as an example. He says, he tried this diet, he tried this commitment to exercise, and then he realized at one point he just needs to start by imagining himself the way that he wants to be. If we could imagine ourselves in the way that we want to feel and look and be, then we can work backwards and say, what are the small steps that it's going to take to get there? And it's actually, I don't know about for you, but actually for me, it's not so easy. It's actually hard to imagine that ideal self. It's not so easy because we're very much trapped or hemmed in the Meitzarim and the limitations of where we find ourselves right now. So it's difficult to imagine that greatness. But that, the Rebbe says, is a very important step. To imagine that greatness. Take some time and imagine our inner greatness. And then the Rebbe says that this will pay dividends over time. Similar to what Rabbi Steinsaltz, Zichron Levracha, was saying, he shaka v'hasmid b'machshav v'dimyon zeh neged einecha. Imagine this, envision it over time. Settle into it. Focus on it repeatedly, consistently, meditate on it. Va'az, and then he says, "Efshar, it's impossible, shelo yisorer, because the hiras yisera. It's impossible that it won't have an impact on you." Go back to the mashal from Lee Brower. Imagine if the person was constantly imagining themselves feeling healthy and being healthy and fit and in good shape. So then, when the Yetzirah comes, because the chocolate chip sticks are piling up on the plate, on Leil Shabbos, and maybe I already had three or four of them, I don't want to count. So I'm thinking to myself, but if I'm constantly thinking about how I feel when I'm feeling healthy, so then that will definitely help me to maybe reconsider number four or five. Just saying. It's impossible that it won't have an impact, the Rebbe says, on a spiritual level. If we constantly imagine ourselves held in the embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so when we see that on the side of the road, are we going to jump out and follow that filth? The Rebbe says, no way. It's going to have an impact. Uchuka ad klos hanefesh liskos lezeh tisor b'cha. And it's going to engender an inner feeling of wanting to work toward that vision. But it starts with the power of the imagination and the hasmada, the consistency of coming back to that imagination. So the process is the imagination, but what we're imagining is our inner self. And so if the process is imagination, the content is remembering we have that inner spiritual core, that we are precious, that we are a tzaddik. Va'amech kulam tzaddikim. We're all tzaddikim. Kol Yisrael yesham chelak olam haba. Each one of us has this inner spark, which is mitayel b'Gan Eden, is walking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Gan Eden. And that's something that we need to remember. When we envision ourselves, we need to envision ourselves, not somebody else. Because sometimes we think, oh, if we envision a tzaddik, then no. We have to realize we're the inner tzaddik that we need to envision. We're already there. We are that tzaddik. We just have to tap into it deep down. How precious every Jew is. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, interesting, the Gemara tells a story how there was a machlokes, a debate, and this debate, it's in the discussion about a lot of debates between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Hillel and Shammai, who have, of course, many debates in Halacha. And one particular debate, the Gemara says they went back and forth until two weavers, Mishara Ashbos, I think that was the Lashon, it's a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Tesvav, till these two weavers from the Shara Ashbos, from the Dung Gate, came and testified that there was a tradition from Shemaya and Naftali on how to rule in the Halacha. That's the story. It's just by in the Gemara that there is a machlokas, and they resolved the machlokas when these two Jews came and testified what the ruling should be. So Rashi on the spot notes something really interesting. Why did they have to talk about Shnei Gardim from Shar Ashbos? Two weavers. So Rashi says, right there, Rashi on the Gemara, he says, you know why? Because you might have thought that these great spiritual giants, the great rabbis, they're arguing and discussing, and they have the exclusive domain. It's theirs to sort out and to develop a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Ruchnius, in spirituality, and certainly in Halacha. And there isn't a place for the common man. So Rashi says, you know what? They couldn't figure it out. It took a common man who was a weaver, and Rashi says the implication of that is that the person was not very well educated, and he came from where? Shar HaAshpos, the dung gate, the lowest place, living in the Shar HaAshpot, in the Ashpa, in the garbage, so to speak. But it doesn't matter, because the minute that that man showed up to the Beis Medrash, those two guys, they determined the halacha. They established the spiritual path forward. Because it doesn't matter. Yesterday, maybe they were living in the Shara Ashbos, but today they're in the Beis Medrash, because that's their inner self. Their inner core is spiritually connected. So maybe yesterday we were in the Shara Ashbos, maybe yesterday we were weaving or doing whatever, but it doesn't matter, because our inner core is connected to Hashem Yisbarach, and that never changes. That's the inner self. There was a song, a Yiddish song, that came out a few years ago. My Yiddish is not very strong, so when I heard the song, I can't tell you I understood exactly every word. But the song is called Dovoynt Ayid, which means, there lives a Jew. And the song, as I understand it, is that Kivyachol, at night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, leaves the heavens, and he comes down to the world. I don't know if he has Google Earth. He has a way of finding where we live and where we go. So he, so to speak, floats around and travels the world. And when he passes a Jewish house, the Ribbono Shel Olam himself says, this is where a Jew lives. It's like the night on the Seder. The night of the Seder, Pasach HaShem HaPesach, God, he says, oh, here lives a Jew. Here's someone I have a precious connection to. Here's someone who I have a relationship with. Dovoyn Tayyid, that's what they say in Yiddish. That's where the Jew lives. And this is the message that we have to reinforce, because we're not going to be able to imagine ourselves having a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu if we consider ourselves, if we reflect on ourselves as far from God. We have to be able to imagine. The assumption of the Rebbe is that we can imagine ourselves walking with Hashem in Gan Eden, being worthy of spending alone, quality, personal time with the Borei Olam, with the Creator of the universe. And maybe this brings us to, and the Ribbono Shel Olam set it up just that we should be learning this right before Lag BaOmer. Because Lag BaOmer is the yard site, the Aliyah of Neshama of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the author of the Zohar, the secret portion of Torah that he received from his teacher, from Rabbi Akiva, all the way back from Moshe Rabbeinu. So I can't tell you anything about secrets of Torah or Zohar or anything Alpi Sod, just a plain Pashut person. But one thing that's clear about Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and this whole world is that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is emphasizing and revealing that there is an inner, not just an outer. What we see on the outside is only one dimension, but there is an inner. And that's why, even though when Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, he came out of the cave the first time after 12 years, he was burning up the whole world with his eyes. Whatever he saw, the Gemara says at Shabbos, he was burning up. Why? Because he saw the outer, and the outer is just a shell. It's just physical. It's not meaningful per se. And God said to him, go back to the cave. I didn't bring you out to this world to burn it up. And he comes out after another year,
and he sees a man running right before Shabbos with two hadassim, two myrtle branches. A plain balabas running with two myrtle branches. Imagine you're running out of Village Marketplace on Dempster, you know, 35 minutes before lich benching. Two myrtle branches. So the Gemara tells us that this guy was running with two myrtle branches because he said one is for Zachor and one is for Shamor. And Rav Kook has a whole beautiful explanation. It was actually, this Engin Ayah was translated into English, if you want, by Bezalel Na'or in a small book. Rav Kook explains this Gemara in depth, but at the simple level, the guy was saying, I live my whole life to beautify Shabbos. This whole week, I made a few pennies. I earned a living so that I could just sit at my table and be together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My outer is really about living for the inner values. That's why I'm going to work. That's why I'm running with my hadassim. That's what drives me. That's what gets me excited, is the inner world. Rav Shimon bar Yochai said, that is what life is about. Nachadaito. Because Rav Shimon bar Yochai wants us to remember that there is this inner world. And in that inner world, we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'amech kulam tzadikim, we have an unbroken connection on the inner side, on the inner world. On the outer side, maybe we went here, we went there, we saw this, we did that, we said this, we said, but not on the inner side. So if we feel that on the outer side we're struggling to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Rebbe tells us, that's okay, take a step back and imagine you're walking with God. You say, how can I imagine that? The answer is, on the inside you are. In that neshama, that special, unbroken, untarnished place of spirituality, of neshama, davoin teyid, that's where the Jew lives. That's where we have an unbroken connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where we are that tzaddik, and that's where we have that neshama, the godol neshmasta b'shorsha. And so the Rebbe is telling us, just use your imagination, focus on that. And the more time we spend imagining our inner spiritual selves, the easier it will be to get comfortable with that, to keep coming back to it, and that will be mashpia. Our inner soul, our inner core will be mashpia. It will influence everything around us. All of our steps that we're trying to make in the outer world, on the concrete way to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is our real inner goal.